Yet the things he says aren't absolute, but alluding instead to those taking pride in Judaic contexts. He implies letter to mean the law that punishes for stepping out of line, while spirit refers to the grace that revitalizes the spiritually dead through baptism. However, he doesn't dwell on the distinction between the nature of these concepts. Rather, he rapidly diverts focus to where he can captivate his audience by emphasizing the benefits and simplicity of the latter. He argues that it isn't a burdensome task, and furthermore, the rewards are far more significant. From his discourse about Christ, he highlights not just the merit of our deeds, but more significantly, his love. Hence, there is a greater emphasis laid when discussing the covenant. What does he mean by "the letter killeth"? He had compared stone tablets to hearts of flesh, which didn't seem to create a significantly perceived difference. He then stated that the former covenant had been written with letters or ink, while this new one is imbibed with the Spirit. Still, this didn't provide a substantial awakening. So he declares something so powerful that it should be quite an eye-opener. The former killeth, while the latter giveth life. So what does this mean exactly? In the law, those with sin are punished. But as per the gospel, those with sins come and are baptized and are made righteous and subsequently granted everlasting life, saved from the death brought forth by sin. For instance, while the law would put a murderer to death, the gospel enlightens, revitalizes, and grants them life. It's worth noting that the law would have stoned a mere Sabbath stick gatherer, Numbers 15.32, 36. This is what "the letter killeth" means. The gospel, however, baptizes not just murderers but also multiple felons, liberating them from their past offenses. This is what "the Spirit giveth life" means. While the former turns its captive from life to death, the latter revives its convicted from death to life, since it invites those burdened with sin to seek relief, Matthew 11.28. Instead of punishment, there's comfort. For in baptism, sins are buried, past actions erased, and a man made alive, God's love written in the heart like letters on a tablet. Thus, the Spirit is of high importance, its teachings deemed better than the old rules. Furthermore, it signifies an even greater miracle than resurrection itself. For it delivers from a death state that's even more hopeless, as much as the soul is more valuable than the body, and this life is given by none other than the Spirit. If it can bestow this, it surely can bestow less. Though prophets were capable of resurrection, they couldn't absolve sins. For this, only God is capable. Neither could they bestow life without the Spirit. However, the miracle isn't simply that it gives life, but it empowers others to do the same. The reason for this? It's by divine command, asserting that the Spirit is supreme, king-like, holding the same authority. This is also stated in "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," John 20.22. Concurrently, he assures, "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained," John 20.23.